Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is Citizen Voice Project, and it's a part of our Charity Spotlight series. Today, we are honored to have Annie Russell. She's the executive director, I believe, with the Florida Autism Center of Excellence. And welcome to the show. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to call in and let our listeners know the wonderful things that you are doing over there at FACE for children and young adults that are in the autism spectrum and helping out their families.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I just want to give a little bit of a insight into what you're doing, what your mission is. I know you guys are moving to a new location, aren't you?
Yes, our big moving day is tomorrow, but we're moving to a new facility still in here in Hillsborough County, and it's about 5 minutes away from our current site. But we're very excited. The new facility gives us the opportunity to continue to grow and develop the program over time. So in time, we'll be able to help a larger population here in Hillsborough.
Great. Now, Florida Autism Center of Excellence, it's classified as a public charter school. Can you explain that to our listeners, what that means?
Absolutely. We are a public school. That means we are free and no tuition. And as part of being a public school, we still follow all of the certification and accreditation requirements through Hillsborough County, as well as through the State Department of Education. The difference between a traditional school, thinking your neighborhood elementary school, and a charter school is that we have applied specifically to the county and have given them a contract saying that we're going to cater to a specific population. Many charter schools focus in on maybe science and technology or citizenship. FACE focuses in on specifically on students on the autism spectrum. So as a charter school, we have the autonomy to enroll students strictly on the autism spectrum, ages 3 through 22.
Oh, that's great. Now, you do accept students from other counties as well, correct?
Absolutely. We serve several counties in the area. We are located in Hillsborough, but we enroll students from Pinellas, Manatee, Sarasota, and Hernando counties as well.
That's great. That's terrific. As a mother of a child with Asperger's, it's very important because when I actually home educate. But, you know, 20 years ago, there wasn't a program like FACE, so I'm just excited that we're moving in a direction so families can be supported with their children's special needs.
Absolutely. You know, you said 20 years ago there wasn't a program like us, and even still, as autism becomes more brought to the limelight and part of the public awareness, there's still not tons of programs out there. FACE is one of the few public schools in the state of Florida that enroll specifically in autism population. And at FACE, we specialize in applied behavior analysis, which is a scientific and research-based strategy that's been proven to be effective with students on the autism spectrum. So not only do we use that autism piece, we also have a certified staff behavior analysts that monitor and oversee the program's implementation.
Well, and what I find very encouraging as well is that you actually go all the way to the preschool level and go past the normal, what people would think was normal high school age. So you're actually targeting a very wide audience. That's very encouraging.
Yes. In the state of Florida, children can stay in the public school system, children with disabilities, until the age of 22. So we are able to keep students with us and provide that additional years of schooling to help solidify a lot of the academic and vocational skills that they'll need to be successful and independent adults.
Right. Well, and what a lot of people, well, not a lot, well, yeah, maybe the public in general doesn't understand that a child with autism or that's on the autism spectrum doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, they can't be successful in life. Some of them are extremely gifted in certain areas, and it takes a special program like yourself to be able to work around that and, you know, bring out their gifts that they and get them to where they can be productive adults using their talents and their gifts that God's given them.
Absolutely. We really believe that every student has the ability to be successful, but success is measured individually, and it's not something across the board. So what might be a success for me might not be a success for you because our skill levels are different. So we want to make sure that every child reaches their fullest potential that they're able to. And we do that by very individualizing the program and meeting the specific needs of each child.
That's terrific. Now, Faith, I just want to give Faith a shout-out because you guys are currently participating in the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Charity Fundraising Challenge.
Yes, we are.
Yes, I'm excited. You were selected in the regional category. That just means you're a little bit wider than a local charity, not that you wouldn't need just as much help as anybody else. And we're hoping to, you know, spread more awareness about what you're doing in the community and hope to raise some funds for you as well. Just to give a little bit of a description on how the program works, basically it's a loyalty card program. We currently have 27 merchants that are members, and they offer discounts for the loyalty card members. And you go to shdba.com to purchase the loyalty card. And once that happens, you will receive a SurveyMonkey ballot where you can vote for one charity in each category to receive bonus donations. And also, we have a special program where if you put in the promotional code for the charity that you want to receive $10 from your card, FACE's charity code is R-FACE. So when you're voting, if you put R-FACE in there, FACE will be guaranteed $10 for every person that does that. And so we're excited about getting everybody involved. And then the loyalty card members, they get to save money all year. So everybody wins.
Yes, it's a wonderful program, and we're very excited that we were chosen to participate and thankful to all of the businesses that participate in that as well.
I'm really excited. It's a lot of phenomenal small business owners, and they do normally do a lot to give back to the community, so teaming them up all together on this charity fundraising challenge has been a joy.
It's wonderful when the community can come together to support organizations. We're very
right.
thankful for that support.
Now, I do want to give a shout-out to your website so people can also learn more. That's faceprogram.org. And I wanted to see if you have any special stories that you'd like to share about successes that you've had with your students.
Absolutely. You know, as I said earlier, success is really measured individually for each child. So we look at small successes every day. That could be a child independently making eye contact for the first time, or maybe spontaneously greeting somebody that they've never said hi to before. A particular story that sticks out to me, and it's from this year, one of our parents who's been with us, her child's been in the program since we opened 8 years ago, and she had made a post on Facebook and shared it with us so we could see it as well. But she was so tickled by the progress her child had made. He's considered lower on the spectrum and has some pretty significant challenges, nonverbal, needs a lot of assistance with independent functioning and daily living. Well, for years, she had been trying to give him a high five, you know, and he would just look at her and not respond, make no contact with his hand, no reaching to reciprocate. She said she had actually stopped doing it because there was no way for him to participate reciprocally with her. This year, he did something pretty awesome at home, and she said, "Great job, buddy, high five." He stuck his hand up independently and struck her hand with his to give her a high five. This was something absolutely. She was so moved to tears. And, you know, this is a 13-year-old child we're talking about. So for people not in the community and they hear that story and they think, well, making a high five, that's not a big deal. But when you're talking about a 13-year-old who's never done that, that's a huge success story.
That is. And you're right. When the general public, when they hear that kind of story, they're not really able to comprehend the sheer joy that that mother felt from that just that contact. That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, now, somebody to experience that reciprocal interaction for the first time with their child, you know, we were very touched by that, and I'm glad that she was able to share that experience with us.
That's terrific. Now, for any of our listeners, if they do have a child that's in the autism spectrum, how would they get in touch or how would they reach out to register their child with FACE?
Absolutely. I would suggest anyone who's interested in the program to visit our website. That was faceprogram.org. On there, you'll find our contact information for our general info email. We talked about earlier, we're moving. So tomorrow, we're going to be in flux in the new location for a few days. So I would suggest email is the best way to get in touch with us. Our phone number is changing. Our address is changing. So sending us an email with your contact information, the age of the child, and a copy of their IEP so we can review eligibility and determine appropriate placement within the program. In order to be eligible for a student to attend FACE, they must have an IEP, which is an individualized education plan, that identifies them as autism eligible on the IEP. Once they have that in place, they do meet the eligibility criteria. From there, we'll review the information in the IEP about the child's level of functioning, both academic, socially, and behaviorally, and place them in one of our three program tracks that meet their needs the best.
That's very, very interesting. Do you offer a dual enrollment program? Say if a child is home educated, do you have any kind of a program for that?
We don't. We are a self-contained center school, so all of our students are enrolled here full-time. For our higher students, though, who could possibly look at maybe a home program or returning to a traditional school, what we look at is how can we address the behaviors that prevent them from being successful in a traditional setting with non-disabled peers and provide systematic interventions that specifically target those skill deficits or maybe skills that need to be in acquisition. It is always our goal to provide the least restrictive environment possible for our students. So students who have the ability to be educated and interact with a neurotypical population, we always want to get them back to that setting if at all possible.
That's great. Now, does your school operate during the regular school year, or are you a 12-month program? How does that work?
We follow the regular Hillsborough County school schedule. So we'll start back again on August 25th and go through about June. 5th, 6th is usually the last day. We do offer a summer program, but that's only for students who had been enrolled during the school year, and they have to demonstrate the need for an intensive and remedial program during the summer.
Very good. Now, do you have any special fundraising needs that you're working on for your school currently?
Oh, absolutely. You know, being a public school, we're always looking at how we can bring in additional funds to support the population. Especially with our students, there's so many resources and things that are out there and available, but are often outside of the scope of purchase for a public school or even for individual parents. It's surprising how expensive resources can be to get quality services. One thing that we're really looking for next year is an online or technology-based system for data collection that will allow for, in the moment, an accurate data collection of IEP targets as well as behavior goals. Oftentimes, we record those manually by hand, paper and pencil, and have to go back in at the end of the day and enter it into a database system. So it would be much easier for teachers and a more accurate reporting system to have something technology-based.
Well, and speaking of teachers, I want to give your teachers at the school a special shout-out. They are amazing individuals to take on the challenge of the kids in autism spectrum. I know that they it's kind of like a community service to me. I've always had a special place in my heart for teachers, and for them to take on that challenge, and I know that they get joy back, but to be able to raise funds for them to have extra tools, and especially that tool that you were just speaking about. You know, our teachers, they work 10, 12-hour days because a lot of it is paperwork. And
absolutely.
So to save them that time, is just, that's just a great project. So I'm hoping that can raise a lot of money for you to be able to purchase that system.
Absolutely. That would be wonderful. You know, our teachers are amazing individuals that do what we do on a daily basis. You know, working with autism can be challenging, and maladaptive behaviors can often arise that present barriers to educational attainment. So our teachers are often working through things that can be challenging, such as noncompliance or property destruction or even aggression from students. But when we look at autism, one of the hallmarks of the disorder are impaired communication. So for a lot of people in the general community, they don't understand why a child with autism may have a tantrum. And it's because they're not able to articulate their frustrations as you and I would. You know, think about if you were very mad at your surroundings and your environment and you weren't able to tell somebody to stop, I'd probably, you know, start yelling and screaming too if that was how I could tell somebody what was going on in my world. So our teachers face these challenges every day, but, you know, more important than just the teacher, I'm a huge proponent in it takes a village. We have the child for 8 hours a day, and while we may work extra time on those IEPs in the afternoon, it's really the collaboration between the teachers, related service providers such as speech pathologists or occupational therapists, as well as the home that can provide the most holistic educational experience for the child. So my hats are always off to everybody in the field, including the parents, siblings, and grandparents that work with us on a daily basis to help those skills generalize in the home environment.
Well, and that you made a great point. What FACE does is offers parents and families, you offer them support and ways to better manage the situation and to bring out the gifts and talents of their children.
Absolutely. We try to provide a lot of ongoing trainings and supports for parents so they can implement the strategies used here at school. For example, a lot of our students use picture symbols to communicate. There's a system called PECS, P-E-C-S, and that's picture exchange communication. While it's a complicated system that involves much training that our staff go through to be able to implement, we really want that child to have a voice outside of the 8 hours of the school day. So a lot of times we invite the parents in to the classroom and model for them how it's used, and our teachers will even meet with parents after school to help show them and support them with that process.
That's great. So would you like to let everybody know where you are moving to and how much that's going to help you with your program?
Absolutely. We're going to be moving to a new facility off of Sly and 56. The address over there is 6310 East Sly Avenue. We're actually renting the facility from a church who has been very accommodating and is very excited for this opportunity. They've actually contacted us already to provide some trainings for their Sunday school staff so they can accommodate children with autism as part of their church services as well. So it's a wonderful opportunity and a partnership to be able to support families even more outside of the school day. So we're thrilled for that opportunity. Additionally, the new site is less than 20 years old, so it's a very, very new and updated facility that's in one building. And for our population, safety and security is always a huge concern. Many students with autism display wandering behaviors where they may wander away from the group, or elope is being the clinical term, that they run away. So being in one building really helps maintain that safety and security. Additionally, as we continue to grow and expand the program, we have over time the capacity to expand by an additional 100 students than what we currently service. So
wow.
I think that this move is a great move for FACE as well as the autism community and the greater community of Hillsborough, because we're making those community partnerships and establishing those relationships to be able to support all aspects of the community.
That's great. Let's give repeat your email. No, not your email. Your website is faceprogram.org. And you can be found on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's I will be sharing your links on the Citizen Voice Project Facebook page, and throughout we'll be sharing the link for this show on our Twitter account too, which is at Citizen Voice Pro. And when I'm sharing it, I'm tagging the word autism in the tweet, so that we can get some more awareness for the greater autism community about your program.
That would be great.
And do you have another story to share for our listeners?
Absolutely.
Putting you on the spot.
Oh no! I mean, I could talk about our kiddos for days. It's really, really touching and heartwarming to see the progress over the years. I used to be a teacher here at FACE prior to becoming the principal and moving into administration this year. And one huge success story that I remember from my class last year, being a high school teacher, I had a student who engaged in a lot of maladaptive behavior, engage in aggression, verbal altercations with peers, et cetera, task refusal, noncompliance, wouldn't do his work. This student, though, really, really wanted to go to a regular high school and take driver's ed and have that typical high school experience. He was a verbal, more higher functioning student. And we had a sit-down conversation, and I was able to be very honest with him and talk about his behavioral concerns and how that impedes his ability to be successful in the classroom. And so we were able to work collaboratively, me, the student, his parents, and our behavior specialists, to put in place a behavior plan that taught him to self-regulate his behaviors, recognize his triggers, and ask for assistance when he was becoming escalated rather than engaging in maladaptive behavior. By the end of the year, the child's behavior frequency had decreased so significantly that he was able to enroll in a traditional high school program, still as an ESE student and pursuing a special standards, but able to interact with a non-disabled population throughout the day. I spoke with his father recently, and he shared with me that he has participated in driver's ed and is now joined ROTC and is absolutely excelling so much.
Yeah.
And he really attributes it to his ability to learn to regulate himself here at FACE.
That's terrific. And that's something that I want to bring up. I saw a story today about a child who has Asperger's, and the other children in the community, considered him odd, and some bullying ended up happening, and he got beat up. And so it's really important to get the awareness out into the general public and to encourage parents of these kids that are going to be attending school with the children in the autism spectrum to learn some empathy and to have compassion and understanding that, you know, just because one of our children can't look them in the eye or they're not as outgoing as their other peers, that's not an instance for bullying. And so awareness is a huge issue as well.
Absolutely. Awareness and education of the community at large. Anytime that we take our students out into the community, while it is a learning experience for our population, you know, learning to grocery shop, learning to go to the post office, I view that as a learning experience for the community as well. You know, 20 years ago, parents and specialists sheltered our population. You know, very oftentimes they were put in homes or not taken out into the community for fear of how the community would react. But without that exposure and putting autism out there, people aren't going to learn about it and learn that these individuals have just as much to contribute to society as everyone else. They just might contribute in a different way. So I always encourage opportunities for learning further for parents, other providers, general education teachers, and students. There's a great book that I recommend to a lot of parents to read with their neurotypical children called Rules by Cynthia Lord is the author. But it's about a young girl whose brother has autism and learning to come to terms with that and accept that and become an advocate for her brother instead of being ashamed when other kids tease and make fun. So I think that's a great book for younger students and neurotypical students to kind of get that firsthand inside perspective of what autism is like, because it's not scary. You know, the unknown is scary. So the more we learn about it and the more we understand about it, it takes that fear and stigma away.
Now, at FACE, your classrooms, are they generally smaller, targeted to smaller group settings?
Absolutely. Our classrooms are much smaller than the traditional schools, and we structure it based off of the needs of the child. We have three different program tracks for our population, and the ratios depend on the program track and the needs of the children. So generally, our ratios go anywhere from 7 to 1 for our high-functioning population, all the way down to a 3 to 1 for our more significantly affected students.
That's very interesting. Now, another question I have, I could talk to you about this all day as well. Now, say a child is very high functioning, like, for example, say math and science is their thing, but they're having a problem with reading and writing. Do you, at FACE, do you have the ability to allow them to rock star in the math and science, and, you know, with that small setting, that seems like it would be a possibility?
Absolutely. We have a lot of students who have higher skills in one area than the other. And so we're able to really differentiate the program and provide instruction at their grade level, you know, per state standards, but then differentiate to the needs. For example, we had in one class last year a kindergarten student who was learning at a third grade level for most subjects. So during his independent study and independent work, we provided him third grade material because that's what he could do. And
that's
he loved
great.
It and excelled, and we actually saw a decrease in his maladaptive behaviors once he felt he was being challenged. Turns out that he'd been acting out in class because he was bored.
That's important. Yes, that's very important. And, you know, and that's why my heart goes out to the regular public school teachers that their classes are a little bit larger, and they're having to educate, you know, at a general level. And then you have these kids that they may not, they're just bored. So they're acting out, and then that just happens to, you know, go down the line and doesn't help with their success in school. I really appreciate you calling in. I do want to give another encouragement for everyone to please check out the Safety Harbor Downtown Business Alliance Charity Fundraising Challenge and to support FACE, that's the Florida Autism Center of Excellence. When you purchase your loyalty card on shdba.com, you will use the promotional code RFACE, and FACE, the Florida Autism Center for Excellence, will get $10. Not to mention they'll get to qualify for a bigger bonus at the end of the campaign, so I'm excited about it.
Yes, and thank you again so much for the opportunity to participate.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in today. We're going to have another show at another time for just to speak about this topic because I believe it's very important. But I'm going to let you get back to moving. And I hope you have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tomorrow's show will be with PACE, Center for Girls. We're going to be speaking with the great ladies that offer services to the girls in our community that otherwise might end up in the criminal justice system. They're a phenomenal program that helps many girls in Pinellas County, and we're looking forward to talking to them about all of their upcoming events and how they are changing lives in the young ladies in Pinellas County. Everyone have a great day. And once again, this is the Charity Spotlight Series with Florida Autism Center of Excellence on Citizen Voice Project Radio.